Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katsimatidis here, Sunday morning. Well, we're going around the world. What's going on in Europe? We have one of our good friends today. We have Mario Economo. He'll give us a report of what's going on in the European and the Near East. Good morning, Mario. How are you?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me on the program again.
Give us an update. What the heck is going on in Europe? Because, we don't talk to each other as often as we should.
Okay, so there are some interesting developments with respect to COVID and the pandemic in Europe. Specifically, Austria has announced that it's going to vaccinate its whole population mandatorily. That will be effective February of 2022. They are having a very large problem in Austria. And in fact, Austria is the first European country that's going to go back into a general lockdown, both for the vaccinated and unvaccinated people.
You think anybody else will follow through?
Yeah, so what's happening right now in Germany, they do have a situation which is essentially out of control. They are introducing additional measures there. But Germany is run based on the different states. And for example, in Bavaria, where Munich is, they do have a very large problem. They are actually airlifting people from that city to other cities to intensive care units. They have announced that they will not open their Christmas markets, which is a very, very big thing in Germany that a lot of tourists go to see. It is expected that across Europe, there will be, depending on the countries and depending on the regions, lockdowns reintroduced. This is principally because the situation continues to go uncontrolled. And although they are trying to do everything they can to get people vaccinated and to encourage people to wear masks and to stay away from indoor spaces.
Last time we talked, you had two situations as far as gas is concerned. The Germany Supreme Court had wanted the pipeline, the Russian pipeline, moved. And also the UK was running short of gasoline, or was running short of heating oil. Tell us what's going on that end.
So in the UK, it looks like the situation with respect to gasoline at the gas stations has been rectified. They have been able to get deliveries. They have smoothed that out. There continue to be, however, truck driver shortages, which are resulting in delays of goods and services getting to various restaurant chains, to various supermarkets. But this is a problem now which is gradually beginning to be experienced across Europe. Although, once again, it's isolated and it's defined by this particular labor situation in each individual European country. In Germany, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, you are correct, the German court announced that there was going to be a further delay in opening that. It has to do with certain bureaucratic requirements which involve transferring the assets of the company, essentially the employees, the staff, to a German subsidiary of the Swiss company in order to be allowed to get the certifications it needs. However, the price of gas in Europe, in much the same way as in the U.S., continues to go up, and people are continue to hope for a mild winter so that they do not have to buy a lot of gasoline or a lot of gas to fuel the energy in their homes.
Understood. What other things are going on in Europe? You think the American people, we have another minute or two left that they
so
should
what I'd like
know
to
about.
Touch on, if you recall, several times ago when I spoke, we had discussed the French and Greek agreement regarding building of ships, regarding aircraft, specifically the next generation fighter jets. The Spanish Prime Minister was visiting Turkey in the last couple of days, wherein he agreed with President Erdogan to supply him with additional military warships, and Erdogan additional aircraft carrier much larger than the one that he's currently going to have delivered to him from Spain. So this comes back to what I said, which was simply my belief that we are going to enter a period now of an arms race, and many countries around the world, and specifically in Europe, will actually start to arm themselves and will go out to continue to drive this forward.
You say that several European countries are going to arm themselves. Is somebody in NATO coordinating this, or there? You know, we talked about Greece and Turkey. We talked about France backing up Greece. Well, what the heck is going on?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I think NATO will continue, like I've always believed, to act as a general umbrella in terms of it being the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. However, I do see different countries, both within Europe but also in the Middle East and also in the Far East, will start to strike bilateral and trilateral agreements with other countries, which will be beyond, let's say, the scope of NATO. And this just has to do with the very practical realities on the ground and the aspects that NATO itself as an agreement cannot protect them from, specifically, for example, Turkey and Greece both being NATO member states, yet for Greece to continue to have to protect itself and defend itself from Turkey and its aggressive moves.
Anything else? We got another 30 seconds.
Yes, I think that the one last thing I would like to say is, given the COVID situation, it's great if Americans are planning to travel to Europe for Christmas. However, they should probably keep their ears to the radio and to the internet to see what all the latest rules are regarding travel, regarding quarantines, regarding the possibility of being allowed in one region but not in another, even in the same country. So they should probably make sure they're very current and up to date on the latest news before they actually board the plane to head to Europe.
Mario Cannamo, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you for the report on Europe.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.